Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to BTS Behind the Story, where we talk about recent news events and topics that you want us to talk about. Now, today's story is veganism, like I said in the post. Now, before we get into any of that, I just want to introduce our special guest for today. I'll say hello for them.
Hello.
Right, my boy's name is Angelo Talley. So tell them a little bit of what gives you credit for your opinion in today's episode.
I was vegan for 3 years.
Damn, 3 years is a stretch. But did you try veganism yourself, Tigger?
Yeah, for it was meant to be a month, but I did half of that.
How did it go?
I did half of it.
Why did you try it?
It was more of like an environmental thing, not even like a meat and health, because like recently I guess people close to me will know I've been trying to cut down my carbon footprint, like getting a bicycle and all that.
Yeah.
So I know your diet contributes a lot to climate change and all that. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, let's give it a go. And yeah, it wasn't the best 2 weeks of my life.
What did you eat? Do you remember?
Yeah. So what I did was I swapped out just everything I have that's not vegan with just like its vegan counterpart in a way.
Yeah.
So like if I was having sausages, I'll have sausages that are made out of like beans and whatever. And I'll have like, you know, impossible burgers and stuff like that. Just so it wasn't like anything extravagant. It was, you know, normal vegetables.
Yeah. Is that what
you did? No, actually, like
you were full on vegan.
You were full on, weren't you?
Yeah, no, because I remember going to this was during this BGM.
Like, yeah, it's
during BGM. I remember coming in and you had like different meals. Like,
yeah,
I would eat the same cafeteria food and you would have like your own set, like food made. I swear you used to eat a lot of rice as well.
A lot of rice, yeah, a lot of fruit, a lot of melons.
That's an Asian thing.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the same foods, like routine or?
When I was vegan, like you can get bored of things quickly, bro, but like, it's just best to try new shit because it's an entirely different kind of diet.
Is there anything from the vegan diet you keep eating to this day, like that you just love?
Yeah, bro, falafels.
Falafel. Yeah. What is a falafel?
Oh my god, falafels and hummus. It's like chickpea. It's like a chickpea meatball in a sense. It's so pang and it's so.
Oh, I might have had this. I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember the taste of chickpeas, but I know chickpeas is like, I don't know, a foundation food vegan kind of community. Or something.
And butternut squash is also. And avocado.
Have you eaten these things, Tabor?
Yeah. Well, not all of them. Avocado was one of the key parts of the diet.
For
sure.
If you put salt on avocado on toast, slap.
Yeah, that's salt. Nice. You need the salt, bro.
That is nice.
Added sugar. I know, it's call me weird.
You put sugar?
Sorry,
you
what?
Try it.
Sugar?
Yeah, I don't think it's a vegan way. That's completely different. Sugar, did it? I don't know. That's not like a sweet because avocado is not a sugar or a salty thing. So there's no sweet and savory.
Quite neutral, isn't it?
Definitely. It's very neutral. So, right, you can
that's true.
Because I'm sure, but that's
you can use
a
avocados and brownies and shit.
What?
Yeah, to make it like doughy, like this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Vegan brownies, but no, but it tastes nice.
How does the color come out?
Brown.
Still brown.
I'm still using cocoa powder. Like that's.
Oh, okay. We'll die out. All right. So your uni degree is biochemistry, right?
Yeah.
Have you learned anything from your uni degree that helps you kind of, did it ever help you with your veganism, like, to know anything? Because you're not vegan now, right?
No. But, no, I think things make sense now, because I stopped being vegan before I came to uni.
That's pretty sick.
Do you think you can make some fake meat?
Make some fake meat?
Yeah,
you can make, I don't think I can personally, but I know how you really can, like, it's becoming a thing.
What's your opinion of fake meat? Like you first table. We've spoken about this before. Like you were like, what was the point?
Yeah. You go. At first, I was like, yeah, why? Then I had an impossible burger, and now I'm like, fake meat rules.
Fake meat.
Yeah, if you think about it though, like you're creating something that's not alive, and it's not harming animals or the.
I respect that. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Like I do respect veganism 100%. Like I'm even considering converting, but we'll get into that in a minute. But I just find how difficult it is to transition. Like you need to be taught how to get into it.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like you need a lot of research before getting into it.
Like it's really
because you can fuck up your health. Like
I've read stuff about like you don't get all the nutrients. You have to take vitamins.
Yeah, like so like B12, especially.
Yeah, B12. What the?
You can take a fat supplement every day.
What's B12 for?
B12 is helps you metabolize everything.
So if you don't have it,
have. They say constipation gets the best of you after a while.
Really?
Bro, here's the thing. When you go vegan as well, you eat a lot more fiber. And you need to drink more water or else you get constipated. Wow. Yeah, I forget that.
I was drinking bare water, but still. How
was it? Was it bad?
It's not bad, but like you notice it kind of.
Yeah. Bro, drinking bare water for it to like
flush out,
yeah.
Yeah, but bro, I've only ever been constipated once, and that is rough. Like, it's not a nice feeling. I like to have, like, you know, just easy, just a one-way system, yeah. Bro. Easy for me. Right, so veganism exactly. So I looked up the definition from the Vegan Society, and they defined it as a way of living which seeks to exclude, as far as it is possible and practical, all forms of exploitation of and of cruelty to animals for food, clothing, and any other purpose. Now, I thought vegan was just the diet, but it's actually like a lifestyle. Yeah,
yeah. There's loads of clothing brands and stuff nowadays.
Didn't you say Patagonia was quite environmentally friendly? I wonder.
I don't know if they're vegan, but they're definitely really environmentally friendly.
Yeah, I used to look down on veganism, not as what weird people, but I was just like, these guys are so extreme.
Yeah, I think it's the lifestyle's good message, but some people are just a bit extreme.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't agree with mass production, though.
Absolutely.
The food, because I've seen videos of how they treat animals, and it's heartbreaking. But at the same time, I can't stop eating chicken. Like, I don't know how to stop. Like, it's been embedded for me from day one. We come from an Asian background.
That is
as well.
True. That
and
is
you come difficult. From a an African background.
Yeah, man. Chicken's life.
Bro, we grew up with these foods. It's so natural. If I grew up with a vegan diet, then I'd probably stay vegan.
My country's flag's a chicken.
Is it?
Well, it's a bird, but it's...
No.
Close enough. Same family.
Right, so what is your current diet right now? Can you label it? So vegan, vegetarian?
Well, I'm trying to get veggie again, but I only eat chicken if I'm eating out. I don't eat red meat. I don't.
Okay. How come?
Yeah, I still eat corn just because red meat kind of fucks up my body in a sense. Like,
oh, really?
I can't digest it well.
Oh, you're one of the bad boys.
So just avoid it.
Why did you stop vegans?
Because why was it? I don't know. I just stopped. Like, I slipped up and I just couldn't recover.
What, like after a night out?
And also, and also when I came to uni, buying my vegan shit was actually quite expensive.
Yeah, no, going, I find that the healthier you're trying to be, the more expensive it is.
Yeah. There are cheap ways around it, but convenience-wise, you want to spend money.
Like, Costco creams are £1 for a pack. Like, being fat is so easy.
So cheap, so easy.
So easy. You can just go to a pound store or even Sainsbury's do cheap cookies.
Chicken shops, a fiver can get you
days.
Three-course meal.
Three-course meal, yeah. They give you the maddest stuff. But, I don't know, being fat is... Yeah, like I said, it's easy, but it's expensive.
Even like fashion.
That's true.
For fast fashion.
Right. So what is your current diet, Tabor? Can you label it? Just an average diet.
It's an average diet, but I have kept some veggie burgers and stuff like that. I do when it's convenient. Because we've established, it is quite expensive.
The only meat I have in my diet is actually the bit of ham we ate this morning, the way we just fry it as if it was bacon, and maybe some chicken in my dinner. But my protein shake, because I've only just started doing protein shakes, I didn't believe in them, but I'm gonna give it a go.
Yeah,
but mine are very vegan. Actually, the powder itself isn't vegan, is it?
Nah, bro,
I didn't know that.
When I was going gym, I was vegan, remember?
Yeah.
So I used to have.
And you were wham as well.
Yeah, I used to have rice protein.
Really?
Yeah, you can get soy protein, rice protein in the powder.
I've only just come off the dairy milk. I don't drink cow's milk anymore. Yeah. I feel that shit. I read stuff about how it really fucks with you.
Oat milk, mate.
Oat milk? Nah, I'm about the soy milk.
Soy milk. That resembles milk the most, so I get why.
Well, soy milk, fair enough. I can, but I go for unsweetened now.
Fair enough.
Which is basically like water. It's a bit mad. I feel like I could just have water with everything and it'll be the same. My diet is just an average diet. I would say like a balanced diet. I try to incorporate like, you know, the carb, fruit, veg, all of it, just so I'm having a good diet. That's all. I don't eat a lot of snacks though. Do you feel like you eat a lot of snacks?
No, I'm not a snacking person.
You're not a snacky person? I prefer savory over sweet.
It depends, mate.
Really? Yeah. I'm not a dessert kind of guy. What would you say, bro?
No, I'm not a snacky person.
See, I'm not a dessert kind of person. Like, you know, creams and that.
Nah.
Or the dessert place I went to when I came and saw you.
Yeah. I could, like, I can do that all the time.
Nah, I don't know. It's not really something. Yeah, it's not something I'm into at all. Right, so what do you guys think of veganism overall? Like, do you think it should be encouraged as a normal diet in the future? Not mandatory, like, you won't get forced into it, but to stop mass production.
Yeah, I feel like not necessarily has to be, like, to try and get people to do it, just put it there to educate, like...
Okay, let's say everyone was vegan, what do you think would happen?
Bro, global warming will be not a thing.
Really?
I feel like...
If we were like environmentally sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Again, it's the lifestyle as well.
In my head, I'm actually saying the question differently. So let's say everyone was on a vegan, just diet. Like just they didn't live the lifestyle.
Okay.
Like they weren't environmentally friendly about the clothing or anything. Everything's the same there. But when it comes to just eating like animals, they won't do that anymore. Or animal incorporated foods.
Maybe like...
What do you think? Do you think the world would be in a better condition?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, why is that?
Because obviously, like, think about even when the land space for animals.
Yeah.
It's so big for the amount of shit they produce. But if you just put, like, plant-based shit in there, you can make more food.
Of course.
In a sustainable way.
Do you feel humans are, like, destroying this earth, like, beyond...
Absolutely, mate.
Yeah, for sure.
Beyond repair. Yeah. I think it's a population issue, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more mouths we have to feed, the more animals we kind of kill.
Yeah.
I feel if there was a balance, then it would be okay.
I feel like meat should just be taxed, you know.
Oh, that's true. That's not a bad idea, yeah.
Less meat consumption, naturally.
That's true. That would fuck up the market, though. They would have to, like... I don't know, reduce production by so much. Which is good. Okay, I agree with that. Like, what would be like a bit of advice that you give to someone converting? Like, treat it as me because I'm actually thinking about transitioning.
Make research. Like, don't forget that, like, veganism, like, just the way the foods are may sound healthy for you.
Yeah.
But, like, a drawback is it doesn't have everything you need. For example, you will naturally be low with iron and B12.
I find them because I've seen vegan bodybuilders, and this guy is huge.
They're huge, aren't they? Yeah, I've seen a few.
I feel like he's getting everything he needs.
Yeah. But all you just need is a like supplement where you lack.
Do you need a lot though? Did you have to take?
I only needed one B12 and iron
a day,
or once every other day. Just because, like, when I stop taking it for a week, bro, I'll be napping every 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, your body struggles like. Get energy.
Yeah, because you need to get B12 and iron from an out source we don't produce.
That's crazy. Tabor, would you go back to veganism?
Nope.
Not at all. Why is that?
I don't like what, because I did it for the reasons of environmental reasons. That my philosophy is like you don't need to go to the extremes to help. You can, as long as you cut down a bit. That's all that matters. And like me, when I cook for myself, I only really have chicken. So like, it's not that bad compared to like having beef or pork or whatever.
I see it differently. Like, you know, with recycling, I feel like even if I recycle, I feel 8 other people simultaneously are just undoing my good work.
Yeah, but you got to do it, don't you? Like, did you vote, for example?
Okay. Okay, I agree with you, but like, that's my
other people think like you, then.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't think I'm on the floor and just go, yeah, fuck it. But I'm saying, it's like, does that thought not go through your head? Like, you're like, someone's actually just fucking this up.
I mean, yeah, but also the fact that at least you know you've done it.
Yeah, so like an ego thing. You want to do it yourself. Just
make yourself feel better.
What, just saving the planet.
I'm better than you, because.
Because you recycle.
Yeah.
No, forget that. Right. So, what do you think of veganism, Taylor? So, like, do you think it should be an encouraged normal diet in the future?
I don't think it should be like put on people at all. But okay. I think it should be justified.
But like, there'll be way more promotional, like stuff for it, because that's how you get people. It's just promotion.
Yeah, yeah. Because everything in life, you're just trying to sell stuff. Like, you don't realize it, but everything you do, you're selling yourself or a product or anything. But I don't think it should be pushed on people, but I think people should be educated like they are educated with religions.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't think it should be once a week at school we don't serve meat. I don't think that's fair, because that's like saying I came from a cyclical school, so that's like saying once a week you have to pray kind of thing.
Wait, what's the cyclical school?
Non-religious.
Really? Oh, wait, what am I? Yeah, what am I on about?
Because you guys had to pray, didn't you? So it's like...
Yeah, we did. I forgot those times. Every day at 12?
We did it twice.
The Angelus. Do you still remember it?
Yeah. I had to say that in front of the whole school and I forgot.
What year was that?
I think year 13.
That's a big age.
On the floor, and like I was already standing up, and I just was stood there in silence, man.
Oh, that's cute, man. But I don't remember that. I don't really go to assembly, so I don't really remember much. Oh, that's
at that big age, I just couldn't take it.
Like year seven's looking at you like, what a loser.
I heard the sniggers, man. It was awful.
That's what you're...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Scarring.
Anyway, so I'm actually considering going vegan due to the benefits I've read from Instagram posts, though. Like, I saw a video they showed how the fat from, like, eating meat and, like, animal products stores in your blood and, like, the, is it a vessel? Blood vessels or the tubes in your, what's the tubes that make your blood go around? What are they called? Veins.
Veins, arteries.
I'm so dumb. Right, that, basically, that. Like, and how it fills it up, and the more you eat over time, it will just like you can stock it and completely you'll fuck up your heart, you have no blood flow. Yeah. But then they showed a vegan's one and it was completely clear. Like, so I'm just looking for the long term benefit.
Did they say like the first diagram was an obese person?
They didn't say anything like that. Okay, I didn't take that into consideration, and that's a fair point. But do you see what I'm going from this later? Like, it was completely clear for the vegan diet.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a huge health benefit. Like, how many people do you hear of like going through, I don't know, heart disease or anything?
That's true.
That's horrible. Like, yeah. I would hate to have someone go like that.
But here's the thing: you can still have a normal diet and be that healthy. But it's just with this kind of, with our lifestyle here, it's just unfortunately cheaper to.
So you don't feel like healthy things. So you don't feel like veganism is the thing that everyone should, but they should incorporate some of the vegan.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you can't, like,
what kind of things do you feel like should be removed completely from like the average diet?
Personally, dairy. Replaced
dairy. Yeah. Okay, how come?
Just because it's so bad for you.
Okay, elaborate for them, because I don't know much.
You're forcing milk out of what was a pregnant cow. To the point where she is also...
Oh, they only have it when they're pregnant?
Yeah, so they force the baby away from the mother for her to start milking. Starts milking, force out, you get pus in there, hormones from the cow, especially when you put it under stress.
I'm not trying to...
And you're ingesting that.
And it's lactose, isn't it? And lactase.
Yeah.
Right? And we don't... I think we're the only primate or animal to... drink another animal's milk.
We are. Yeah,
is that right?
When you deep it, isn't that really disgusting? Is it just me?
Disgusting, bro. Yeah.
I was actually deep in this the other day, but I was thinking drinking another person's milk is just as disgusting. Like, is it just me?
I agree with drinking another person's milk. I've seen people drink someone else's breast milk, and I'm like, yo, you're fucking tapped.
Yeah.
What the weird, fuck? Right? Like, even if it's my wife, I'm not drinking, like... But I feel that's so odd, bro. Yeah. Like,
you think, here's the thing, you think that's so odd, but then we're basically like...
What?
Drinking milk that is not even from anything related to us.
Oh yeah, I think that's tap. Like, I don't even know how that came about. Like,
yeah, bro, like, who decided to just pull on that udder? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it was definitely a fruity dog. You just knew it.
Then some guy decided to do it to a goat as well.
The goat. You know what? Yeah, the first time it worked, someone must have went around going,
What else can I milk?
Even they try milking a human, they were like, maybe something's working.
Like trying to milk a chicken or something.
All right, I'm going to relax. I'll just play. Anyway, so there are, obviously there are benefits to veganism, but I wanted to do the research properly and look into which ones they are. And well, if you feel like you can add more, especially you, because, well, you've experienced this like lifestyle.
Yeah.
Do you think you go back?
I really want to, man.
Veganism.
Yeah, after uni.
After uni, how come? Yeah. Is it just too much stress to start up again?
Yeah, like, pretty much, and I've got other things to just sort out first.
Yeah, okay, I can respect that. That makes sense. But Tabor, for you, you're not gonna go back to veganism.
That's it is incorporated, but I'm not gonna go.
You're not gonna go full.
No, that's not happening.
Okay, right, I understand that. Right, so the four benefits that I found from a website called self.com, they spoke a lot about vegan diets and they kind of specialize in it. So I thought this was quite a reliable place. Now, the first benefit is weight loss. So one of the main attractions to going vegan is immediate signs of weight loss from the diet being significantly lower in calories than like an average diet and even a vegetarian diet. Did you find that?
Yeah.
Did you lose weight quickly?
Yeah.
But I wasn't losing weight. This is when I was getting bigger because I was going to the gym more. It's weird.
Really?
Like, yeah. I just eat a lot. And here's the thing, you can eat a lot.
Oh, more volume.
Yeah, more volume.
But I don't know if I like vegan food enough to just keep more and more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I found I could eat a lot. But I found I wasn't enjoying it as much. And
yeah, I had to
spice it up, really, I think.
Well, yeah, you do need to experiment. Yeah. For sure.
But I'll miss the taste of meat. Do you know, like, can you remember the taste of meat? Does that make sense?
No, you low-key, no, I don't.
You don't? I remember the taste of meat. Like if I've been away from it for so long, I'd just be like, oh, my God.
I don't really know what a burger tastes like anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's...
But when you go back, it's a bit of madness.
I'm too scared to try it, man.
Does it feel better when you went back?
I only left for 2 weeks, but, like, I was like, oh, this is a bit...
It's a bit mad. Well, yeah. When you came back?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You didn't like it? I thought it would be a lot more, like, rewarding. If
no, like, my body kind of rejected it in a way.
Oh, that's... Okay, I read that as well. What happened when it rejected it?
Like, I just felt so sick.
Really?
Did you get then I just kept having more, and I was fine after. When but...
Yeah.
I couldn't shit, mate.
So, I have a friend who's vegan, and I won't name who they are, but basically, they got really, really fucked one night. And went into the kitchen. Yeah. This is from last year. Went into the kitchen and ate someone else's food, which was all meat. And like, bro, this guy was so fucked that he didn't even remember eating all the food. But he just woke up. It's just like, fuck, I feel like shit. Like, how does that happen? That's mad.
I don't know.
Surely you recognize the taste, like, yeah, as soon as you're eating it. Like, to me, that's a bit of a madness. Anyway, so going from that, the second point, like the second benefit from going vegan is reduced risk of serious illness. So a study in 2015, indicated that a vegan diet promoted reduced risk to hypertension, type 2 diabetes, which is understandable, and cardiovascular diseases. Also, because the diet consists of lower saturated fats, was that, because I've written it here, is it single or double phospholipid bonds? I just remember doing this in biology. Do you remember how the bonds work?
Oh yeah,
and they drew them out. Yeah. Is it double or single?
Saturated fats has got doubles.
Doubles. Yeah. Okay, it's not that relevant, but I wanted to know. Right. So this makes you less prone to obesity, lower blood pressure, and lower cholesterol. Also, if you eat a lot of fruit and veg, your body has more antioxidants, which is good for like your like immune system to fight chronic illness. Now, what is hypertension first? Do you know what that is? I didn't really...
Hypertension.
Hypertension, yeah.
Not too sure.
Not too sure. Okay.
I think that might be high blood pressure.
Do you know much about like the how it reduces the risk of serious illness? Like from going into vegan, do you find like Did you feel more protected, I guess?
By the way, hypertension is high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, yeah.
What does that mean?
So you can... I actually don't have high blood pressure, but it's like... When you eat a lot of fatty shit.
Yeah, bad fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things that are clogging up the arteries can give you high blood pressure because it needs more force to bring the blood up.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. And that's what causes what the serious ones.
Yeah, mate. High blood pressure can fuck up your heart.
See, this is one of the reasons why I was considering it as well. Like, this is a long term health benefit. Like, I found even if my only worry was like I wasn't gonna get enough protein because obviously I like to like to gym and that. I like to like mash it all. But
you don't need as much protein as everyone fucking thinks. Do you know what I mean?
I read something that says you need a kilo of protein for every pound that you weigh. I weighed like 190 pounds.
Yeah.
Bro, that is so much protein. Yeah. Do you know what I've got to eat to like try? I actually can't sustain it. Like it's difficult. It's expensive. Like, but on a vegan diet, you can still do that.
Yeah, because I don't believe you need that much protein as long as you're getting...
How come? What do you think?
I just feel like people really overplay the figure of how much you need, really.
Really? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so our third point is alternative protein sources. So like I just said, it is still possible to get the same amount of protein you require to sustain yourself and even grow muscle if you're about that life. And from foods such as pulses. Do you know what pulses are? Because when I was looking into it, I didn't understand it.
I thought pulses were lentils. I'm not sure if they're the same.
Lentils. Thing. Okay. Well, apparently they're like one of the founding foods for veganism. Like it's, they're like it says here, dried peas, kidney beans, chickpeas, you know, so on and so on.
I see. Yeah.
Would you incorporate? Do you incorporate this in your diet still?
Yeah.
What's your normal diet? Like, tell me. Because when you come and see me, bro,
I ate veggie all week. So I made myself a vegan chili.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know what chili tastes like.
Chili non carne.
Huh?
I've never had chili.
Never had chili?
Never had
chili. My chili bangs. You should try it.
You know how to cook chili. Yeah. How do you cook? Is it a fried thing? Or?
No, you just... You don't. The only thing you need to fry is meat, but, you know.
I need you to cook me a meal, and I need Tabor to cook me a meal. Because you both bang on about how good a like, chef.
Well, I've never said I'm a good chef. I just said I cook a lot.
No, you man. No, I've heard you gash your food before.
So. Oh yeah, to me, mate, my food bangs. Your don't know how about for other people, but for me.
Oh yeah, I say the same. I think my food slaps, but I wouldn't get other people to try it just in case that it's not in their taste. But I just know my taste, right? And the fourth and final benefit that I know is it's more environmentally sustainable. So it takes about 1,600 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of beef, whereas plant-based proteins require less, and hence more is like beneficial to the environment. What does that mean, though, for someone who doesn't understand? Like,
so basically, when it means 1,600 gallons of water, the cow needs to be nourished when, like, before she's like killed. To, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're giving the cow that much water for you to eat just 1 pound of beef.
Really?
Yeah. What in a burger, like, think about how many gallons of water it took that to...
All right, not to sound like a dickhead, like completely insensitive, but imagine cows grew, I don't know, awareness for the fact that they're fucking huge and could kill a human.
Yeah.
Like, imagine just one just switched and just fuck you up. Like, I don't know.
Whereas I thought cows could do that already.
Yeah, but they only through aggression. I feel if a dog barks at them, they'll go nuts. But if a human walks up to them, they feel like, oh, this is my master, this is my owner. Like, it's kind of slavery. Like,
it's
slavery to animals. You're slaughtering them whenever. Like, have you seen videos for how they do it as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, right? So much, yeah. But like I said, I can't stay away from chicken. Like, it's difficult. Like, but I don't know. What if you could save one animal out of them all, because you're still going to get meat from all of them?
No, I don't know. You can't ask me that question.
It was a tough question.
Yeah, okay. It was a tough question.
What about you, Tabor?
If I could save one animal?
Yeah.
So I went vegan, but I could still eat one meat. One you animal.
Still eat one meat?
Bro, it would be a crocodile.
Have you eaten crocodile before?
Bro, it's so good.
No way. It's what like, does it look like?
It's like chicken.
That's interesting. What's the texture, chicken or fish?
It's so... Oh, it's so hard. So taste is fish, but chicken, if that makes sense.
No.
What?
No, it doesn't make sense. Is it the aftertaste that is chicken?
Wait, what was that, sorry?
Is it the aftertaste that is chicken?
No. Like, as in the taste when you're eating it, it's mostly fish, but you can still be like, oh, that's chickeny. Then the texture is like, it's like a fish, but like more solid, like a chicken. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
yeah. More like flaky, like a fish, but.
So, not flaky like a fish.
Okay.
But more of the color and the look wise is more like a fish.
I see.
Is this from the African culture to eat crocodile?
I guess so. Maybe. I don't know. I should know where it originates from, but I had it in South Africa, so I guess.
South African's so good,
bro. I would have that every day if I could.
What is the weirdest? What's the most? Okay, I want to say this nicely, but what is the weirdest meat you've eaten, like outside of British culture? Because in Asian culture and like even in and in African culture, like we would eat the
we would eat everything, fam. Chicken gizzards, oxtail.
Yes, bro.
What's a chicken gizzard?
It's like the stomach of a chicken.
Yeah.
What? You might
know. We barbecue it on a stick and sell it on the street.
Really?
Oh, that's kind of cool. We boil it because it's so chewy. Then you fry it.
That makes sense.
No, you don't fry it. You just cook in stew usually because a frying would be so chewy.
Yeah.
But it gives oxtail.
Oh, I've had oxtail. I don't feel like
so good.
No, eat a goat
and chicken heart. I think you can eat as well. I think
chicken heart. Yeah. Turkey heart as well.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I'm very uncultured then. Clearly not eating.
I can't believe I ate this shit.
Fish head. A fish head.
Okay, I've had a fish head.
Actually,
no, I haven't. My aunt ate the fish head. I've never tried the fish head.
I see bare Filipinos eat fish heads, man.
You ever eaten the frogs or anything?
No, that's I do.
No, that's weird.
That's weird. Yeah. No, but I'll tell you what's right. I'm sorry, but eating bats is the madness.
Yeah.
Crickets, not crickets. Yeah, cricket. Is it crickets? No. Cockroaches.
Cockroaches. They're quite nice. Cockroaches. They creep me out, bro. You ate a cockroach.
They sold them at Sainsbury's once. It was really good, actually.
I heard they were like impossible to kill. Like they.
I heard like you can chop off its head and it'll still walk around.
See that? I've actually heard this as well, bro. I heard their shell was like the Nokia phone. Like it was unbreakable. You would stand on it, you'd be like, what the fuck?
And you break your foot, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Nah, but I stepped on a cockroach before and just went, what the fuck? And it just kept going.
Bruv, you're making
me now. Yeah, you fucking shitted. I'm sorry. Anyway, so as I've said, all the positives about being vegan through just like research, do you feel there anything else like to add? Like, any positive things that come from veganism? Is there any character development you feel? That's a bit deep, but like it's a lifestyle.
It's discipline, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think, yeah, probably like knowing like being better disciplined in yourself, and also I feel like when you try this lifestyle, you just have to be more empathetic about everything. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you gain a lot more empathy.
I feel like that, yeah.
Like when you shop at like Vista Village or something, and you know from working there how rude people could be to you. So when you go in, you're a lot more cautious.
Not necessarily.
Like my customer. When I go in now, I feel I don't want to mess up anything like displays or anything.
Yeah.
Because I know it's someone's job.
Oh, like you're saying, like what it's like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah.
Right. Fair enough. I was just trying to kind of get perspective anyway for me, just because I didn't understand it. Anyway, like I said, so those were the positives from it. But there are clearly and always will be negatives that come from each one. Like, what are negatives you find came from going vegan?
It's difficult and it requires a lot of research to know, like, whether you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because one thing, like, when you do, like, transition into veganism, it's difficult to start and it's difficult to get on the right path to know.
Oh, well, consistency.
Like, eating right, like making the right choices, because you will just keep fucking up.
Did you find it was a process of like trial and error? Like you'd go back to it and then you have to stick on it?
It was like that.
Okay. What about you, Tabu? What do you find the negatives are before?
Constipation.
Constipation, yeah. Is it that bad? Is it really that bad?
It's just
if
like,
you don't have the correct.
Scares me. I don't like that.
Vitamins and all that. Because I didn't go that deeply into it. Because mine was more of replacing foods I already ate. It wasn't like a lifestyle.
Yeah. Did you slip up or did you just like couldn't be asked to do it anymore?
I didn't intentionally slip up. So I probably had like.
But you can't intentionally slip up. A slip up is a slip up.
No, as in like there's bad things out there that you don't know have some sort, like sweets, for example. If I had a sweet, then that's not vegan.
That was the thing that I couldn't do. Like, I feel it's really hard to know what's vegan.
Oh, that's you have to read everything,
right? Yeah, yeah, you have to read it. So I didn't intentionally slip up. So I tried to read for the most part, but I didn't think I slipped up anyway.
Okay. Understand.
But that gets easier, bro. You kind of just learn as you go along, like what's vegan and what's not, and you don't have to read it.
I would get FOMO though. Like, imagine my friend goes, "Yo, let's go." Oh, okay, Mackey's is a terrible option, but because I don't really like Mackey's. But imagine my boy goes, "Yo, let's go Mackey's. I'll spot you." What can I eat there, really?
They do veggie stuff, don't they?
No, I know there's vegan options, but it's not like if you went to a vegan restaurant or a restaurant where you know where vegan meals are sick. There, like McDonald's will not have like great vegan food.
Yeah, too. Going to like McDonald's or KFC while vegan is like going to like a winery and asking for beer. It just doesn't make sense.
You're a dickhead for doing it, right?
Yeah. In those times it's peaking, I think you just have to firm it and be like, I'm trying to be good here.
just be like, fuck
it. I can hold on.
You can have the fries. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, it depends if they're cooked in the same.
Yeah, it depends what they're cooked in, yeah.
What do you think of the new KFC vegan burger?
I haven't tried it, bro.
We should try it. We could try it today. You
know? I was trying to try that vegan meatless meatballs from Subway yesterday at like 3 a.m, but
oh no, I didn't
know. The advert for that.
The what?
The advert for it.
Yeah. No.
They're like, "This is meat." Everyone just stops and like spits it out. It's so awkward for like 20 seconds.
That's the American advert.
No, it's British, I think.
Really?
No,
we British. Don't have that flashy kind of advert, so
yeah, it's little... British, I think.
Oh man, that's
I'll
crazy.
Find it out.
Right, so let's go into the negative points that I've actually like looked into. So the first one is excessive weight loss can become excessive weight gain. So you nodded, so that makes sense to you. Could you explain it a little bit?
I think this is just kind of referring to the fact that like, what if, for example, when you have excessive weight loss, it sounds like you're messing up your metabolism, right? And I feel like you can gain that weight back. But I think this is what happens when people like don't do it right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, that's literally what it's saying here. Yeah. So you've got the point bang on. They were talking about how when you first get into veganism, because they don't know all the options of food and they get like hungrier,
yeah,
they start reaching out to the really bad sugary fat food. Like, you can have a vegan donut, but that's still a donut. Yeah, like it will still fuck you up. Do you think that's a big misconception of veganism? Like,
yeah, they think everything's fucking healthy, but bro, it's not.
Because I know, again, I can't say names because it's here, but I know a person who went vegan and actually gained more weight than because they wanted to lose it. Yeah. And it's not funny, but bro, it had like the effects went the completely wrong way.
And especially when people just rely on rice and bad pasta.
Yeah, and we know someone who's selling a weight loss thing, but gained weight themselves.
Yeah,
that's ironic, man. Imagine your own product not like banging for you. That's crazy. Right. The second point was like the second negative point is vegan diets are lacking in some vital nutrients. Now, again, we did say B12. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on anything else? Like, so stuff like it.
So
omega-3 fatty acids. I always hear that in like foods like eggs.
Yeah. Anything fatty, I'm pretty sure. Avocados have that, but then again, you're not about to eat that constantly.
Yeah, you eat the same foods in veganism. I feel like you just have to spice it up.
Like, if you want to be healthy, man, you have to just pick the right ones.
That's really difficult. What's omega-3 fatty acids for?
Do you know what? I don't know, but I know it's good for your heart.
It's good for your heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Like beans.
Well, beans are very high in protein anyway. I only know stuff for protein content, which is such a meathead thing to say.
You're a meathead, bro.
I'm not exactly a meathead. I lack like all the intelligence, but I try my best not to like fall into that meathead category. But do you know much about the vital nutrients, Tabo?
No.
Like, when you looked into it, did you ever kind of consider what you might be missing? Or did, like, did anything affect your health where you were like, right, I'm definitely missing something here?
Yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's just lack of water and fat.
Water weight.
How much water did you have to drink? That's crazy.
Yeah, you just need to up it when you're drinking.
Yeah, I already drink quite a lot of water anyway, so I had to drink a lot more.
Well, there's the myth that you're supposed to drink 2 liters a day. That's a myth. Like, I looked into that.
Yeah, that is a myth. I think people are just trying to get people to drink a lot of water.
What trigger?
Yeah, just at least drink, because some people just don't drink.
But that comes down to what bottled and tap water is like.
What?
Okay, so basically, I know I used to be like this. I wouldn't drink tap water.
Yeah, I wouldn't either until I came to uni.
And you're like, bro, like, you have to do it. I looked it up anyway. England's water source is actually one of the cleanest.
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked. Yeah, but I was shocked because, bro, my last accommodation had brown water.
Was your toilet water brown?
No.
Drink that.
Bro, no way.
That's the same water that comes from the tap.
But how do you explain to people when people come in and you put your mug in the toilet and you're just drinking the water?
Is that, bro, don't worry, I clean it.
Bro, no way. Yo, how are you supposed to explain that to people? What the fuck is that?
Just be like, yo, it's the same water from the tap.
I hope you're joking, by the way, because if that's serious, that is a tap.
No, it's the same water from the tap.
Do you do it?
No, but it is the same water from the tap.
What are you doing? If you go first, you can set a trend.
Like, if someone was to give me toilet water from the dish, not the bowl, from the thing behind it, I'll probably drink it.
Yeah, but that's long. I can't access that.
I wouldn't drink from the bowl. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying, bro. I can't access the back thing. We only have the seat and the lid.
Bro, this is. Let's.
This is a wrong conversation, to be fair. I'm sorry. Right. So the third negative point I wanted to go onto is relying on pulses for protein can bring on discomfort. So I'm guessing this is referring to the constipation that you felt, correct? Like, did you get constipated a lot, or was it just in
small? Nah, it was coming up after like a week. Then like this whole second week was horrible, which was probably the catalyst to me quitting early.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Did like, how uncomfortable is it? Do you know, I've only ever been constipated once, and I was such a ute, like, I was so young.
Mine wasn't that bad,
really.
Yeah,
was it happened at school and you would just notice? You're like, oh, fuck.
I don't know how I noticed, but my stools were like, I can't stools. Believe I'm fucking talking about this.
You kind of have to, it's
like
about
irregular, but like, it wasn't that bad. I wasn't very constipated,
I'm very constipated, okay. Because to me, that is, it's not my pride and joy, but like, once I'm going to, I just, it has to come out. Right? I'm not sitting down, getting, like, taking off clothes just to sit there and do nothing. Okay, all right, so the last, we'll just move on to it, because we're running over time. The last negative point would be that basing your diet on activism can lead you to make poor decisions about your health. What do you think of that?
I'm thinking that when you're basing it on activism, that's true. I think you can take it to the extreme and cut too much things out when it's bad for you.
Okay, I understand. So people go a little bit too far with the thing. Right, so there's a quote here saying, yes, there is the idea that being vegan leaves less of a carbon footprint, but what are you substituting in place of your meat and dairy? Mm-hmm. So does that make sense?
I agree with that.
A lot more. Okay, so even among other protein sources, what are your choices? Because there are vegans. There are vegans who cut out soy from their diets, and they say that it's a GMO product. What does that mean?
GMO products. So,
Joel, genetically modified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think all food should be genetically modified to have like the right nutrients you need? Like the golden rice.
Paranoid when it comes to GMOs and think it's a bad thing, but.
Yeah, why do they think it's a bad thing, though? Is it mutation they're scared of?
Yeah, I suppose.
Really?
But to be honest, they're going to be consumed anyway. And we're not like absorbing like some weird shit.
Okay.
The modifications will probably happen. Well, not to extremes. Like bananas probably wouldn't be that big. No.
That's true.
Really?
But they would have grown throughout time anyway.
I know grapes are genetically modified, so they don't have the seeds.
Yeah. Broccoli doesn't exist, or didn't exist, or whatever, I think.
Wait, yeah, cauliflower, isn't it like...
One of them is completely man-made.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What the... Wait, so is this completely man-made? Was it made for a specific purpose?
Do you know? I have to look into it, to be fair, but I think...
I have no
idea. That's crazy. But How did you know this? How did you know this?
I just know stuff.
Okay.
Shit like that.
Sweet. Well, listen, thank you so much for actually coming on, because I know it was a big deal. And you're actually our first guest to come on. Really? So this is sick. Yeah, honored. We should be honored, bro, honestly. Anyway, so regarding today's episode, it was more to, like I just said earlier, it was to teach about veganism. And like myself, I thought I was the perfect person to listen to because I actually want to transition myself. And so if you find that we've missed any points, just give us a message on either myself or the main page is probably better at BTS Behind the Story. And if you enjoyed it, like, just share it with one person. That's all we ask. Just one. And it really helps us out.
Or two, bro.
Or two? Okay.
Maybe three.
Maybe
your GC.
Put it in your, put it on your story. Let other people know what we're about. Because we're trying to help educate the points and the topics that you sent to us. Okay. Thank you for listening.